So joining us now is Dr. Jeffrey Sanchez-Burks. Jeffrey is on the faculty at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business, and he's the director of the EMBA Professional Development Program at Michigan's Ross School. I'd like to talk about diversity and leveraging, using diversity to make teams more innovative. And let's start by, let me just ask you, what gets in the way? What's challenging when you've got a diverse set of people and you're trying to lead them through an innovation process? What are the pitfalls? What are the traps that teams can fall into?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, one of the most common strategies to bring together disparate ideas is to form a team, the sort of leveraging the assumption that whether you're innovating, trying to be creative, or developing a new innovation, you're trying to bring in new ideas that can be recombined to produce something that's new and useful. Sort of the harmful or sort of crazy thing that happens when teams get together is they tend to focus on those things they have in common. They'll even search for common experiences, whether it's where they went to school or favorite restaurants or vacation spots and so forth. And so in their discussion, rather than talking about things they have to bring that's new to the table, they talk about things that's that they basically have already have in common.
How do we get around that? What kinds of things can we do to bring out the diversity in a positive way?
Well, so part of what the work we've been doing is leveraging on this notion of bricolage, which is, again, that everything new is a combination of things that already exist. And what we found is that it's not just that teams have disparate ideas represented in their discussion, in their membership. Individuals also have a wide array of ideas and perspectives that they can bring to the table. And so one of the techniques to try to get a discussion which people bring new things to the table is to have them sort of pause and think about ways in which they're different from all of the other members. Have them pause and think about, say, their personal life, things that they've experienced and seen while on vacation, while growing up, and so forth, and then try to have that be a source of inspiration for the discussion and the challenge they're working on as a team.
And I like the term that you use for this, that you talk about diversity in terms of social identity. What is social identity, and what kinds of social identities might people have?
Yeah, so people, all of our memories and experiences are tied to different contexts. In those contexts, we have a different identity, say a father or a brother or, sort of our friend identity. Being a professional could be another identity. A great example of this is Betty Graham Smith. The New York Times ran something not that long ago on the person who invented liquid paper. She was a typist, secretary by day, but at night she loved to paint. And so she had these two identities, that of an artist and that of a secretary, essentially. And back then, the problem was when you typed and you made a mistake, you had to start over. One day she had this aha, what if she mixed paint in a way that could be applied to the paper and, you know, dry, and everyone knows how that goes. And that was amazing. But it's not so interesting that she invented liquid paper, but what took her so long? She had these two different perspectives, the challenge as well as the solution, already in her head, but she didn't connect the two. And that example really wonderfully illustrates this challenge that we have, particularly in the U.S., of separating our personal and our professional life. And that works in many ways for us, but what it does do is it makes less salient, less top of mind, all of the ideas and perspectives we have associated with identities outside of work, so that when we face a challenge at work, we're less likely to think about those things.
What do we as U.S. innovation leaders need to do to counteract that and to bring out the genuine diversity that our international employees can bring to their teams?
The U.S. has a particularly strong business culture, and going back to work I've done for the last decade, trying to characterize what makes Americans' approach to business unique or exceptional, you could even say. And part of what that is this ideological commitment to put aside non-work stuff while working. So if you have bad news, I'm not going to worry about whether you will get offended. I just need to say it as it is. We focus on the work, not the people. And that makes for a very strong culture because it puts aside or puts in the background those unique attributes people bring to the table. So it doesn't matter your nationality or these things. It matters just what's the task at hand. Again, that has a lot of benefits, but one of the downsides is it doesn't allow us to leverage the unique components people bring to the table for innovation.